Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God, in your presence. Hallelujah. It's Thursday. Can you believe that, my Lord? Already it's Thursday morning. I tell you, where did the time go? Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. It is just moving so fast, so fast. But this is the day that the Lord God has made. And we will determine to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Let us exalt his mighty name together. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. He loves us and he does care. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. The Lord God himself, hallelujah, drew us to him. Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. Everything we need for this day, he has prepared it. So let's kind of move, not so fast. Don't get over anxious. Call on the Lord. Ask the Lord to lead and guide you and direct you. Allow you to hear his voice. Yes, Lord, allow us to hear your voice today. Hallelujah, you direct our path. Hallelujah, we yield all to you. And we give honor to God this morning. Yes, we do. We give honor to our Father. Hallelujah. The only true and living God. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Let that sink in. We give honor to God this morning. Oh, yes, we do. To the only true and living God. We give honor to him. And we bless his name. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, amen. Hallelujah. We give honor to God Almighty this morning. Yes, we do. We honor our Father this morning. And we thank him for allowing us to get up and come into his presence. Yes, we can relax and let go. And just receive his joy, his peace, his love. Yes, we can receive his joy, his peace, his love for us. Hallelujah. This morning. And we can shine on earth for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. You're special. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we're children of the Most High God. You are special. Oh, yes, you are. And we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For everything and his loving arms around us. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. So delighted to be on this morning. And to have the excitement, and it's genuine. Hallelujah. So glad to be on this morning. Hallelujah. And thanking God for the miracles. Hallelujah. Thanking him for the miracles. You're walking in miracles. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our griefs and sin to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, amen. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Feed us until we want no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. As we said, today is Thursday. Week just about gone past the hump day. And I pray you've had a good week. Even if you've had challenges, I pray that you are aware of the presence of God all around you. Yes, I do. I pray that God himself surround you and allowed you to know that he is with you. He haven't left you, and he has not forsaken you. Hallelujah. And the weight of the matter is lifted. It's lightened. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lift the burden. Yeah, just lift it. Yeah, you gonna walk through this, but he just, whoo, my burdens are light. Hey, hallelujah. 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 Open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, to see. Woo! My Father is with me. Hallelujah. My Father is with me. I think that's what we need to just kind of say to ourselves today. Today is my, that's good. My Father, make that a capital, is with me today. Yeah. My Father is with me today. My Father is with me today. My Father is with me today, right now. So let's let that be our theme for today. My Father is with me today. Right now. So everything I do is filtered. Everything I say is filtered through the reality that my Father is with me today. Hey, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Everything I do is filtered through my Father is with me today. My Heavenly Father. And certainly we don't know. We have plans. We have expectations. We know what our responsibilities are for today. We know what plans we have set. We know some of the things we think we'll have to face today. Some are good. Some are challenging. You know, this is what we think. But God, oh, my God, I just got it. I just got something right there. Woo! Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just got it right there. Oh, yes. We think it's gone one way and altogether different. Woo! That's why Proverbs says, trust in the Lord and lean not to your understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Just a little turn, just a little nudge. And everything, my God, my God, my God. But whatever it is for you, it is for you today. Yes. I mean, I just got a nudge right there. My Father is with me today. He is in control of everything. Well, you say, well, my Father was with me yesterday and he'll be with me. No, let's just deal with today. My Father is with me today, right now. He knows what today holds for me. He knows what I need. Give him honor. Give him glory. My Father is with me today. Oh, yes, he is. Ooh. As I said earlier, we have plans. We you know, some of us are so, and that's good. I don't knock it. Because I wish I was as disciplined as some are. And that is very good. But in spite of all that we have on the calendar, the things that are to take place today, and maybe they will, your Father is with you. And maybe we have it all mapped out. Some we're looking forward to doing, and some like, Lord, I just not today. But God is with you, and you think it's going one way, and when you look, it is just another way. You're like, Lord, my God, Jesus, those are my words. Look what you did, my God, hallelujah. Ooh, my Father is with me today through the ups, downs. Yes, he is. That we can shout right there, and I really mean that, when the reality of it all come to clarity and we understand that God is in control. God is in control of it all. And he is leading us. He is guiding us. He is directing us that we may become more and more like our Savior. Yes, reflecting heaven here on earth. My Father is with me today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Father is with me today. Any springboards pop up is with me today. Good God Almighty. Woo! Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He sees and he knows everything. Almighty God. Yes, 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 yes. He sees and he knows everything. God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for the knowledge of knowing that you are our Father. And we come on the strength of that knowledge. Oh, my God. In the name of Yeshua, known as Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh my God, we come knowing that you are our Father and that you care. Great and mighty God, we love you. There is none like you. And you said if we love you, we will keep your commandments. Almighty God, teach us. Almighty God, strengthen us that we can stand, Almighty God, with holy boldness to do your will. We can't do it without you. Our hearts are purposeful, but things come, and before we know it, we've swayed back. Don't let us sway back. Keep us whole and strong, steadfast, unmovable. Almighty God, in you, great and mighty God. Hallelujah. We're leaning and depending totally on you, Father. For you are the very breath we breathe. You guide us. You direct and we receive it. And we thank you for it. Thank you that you won't let us miss it. Hallelujah. Thank you that you speak so clear, that we have a clear understanding. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We thank you that you didn't let us come here and we was helpless. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We let that be. And we're so merciful, so grateful for your mercy, your kindness, your love, your protection. We are grateful, Father. And we stand before you with our hands stretched out. Hallelujah. Offering a sacrifice of praise unto you. Our hands lifted up, open to receive what you have for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Great is our God, and greatly to be praised. You said for us to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your mighty name. Almighty God. Great and awesome art thou, Almighty God. Oh, glory. We thank you for your faithfulness, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your faithfulness, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for your faithfulness towards your children, Almighty God. We thank you for it. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for all the promises you made to us, Almighty God. And we know that you are a promise keeper. Hey, God, hallelujah. 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 We thank you and we bless your name. We praise you for it, Almighty God. We thank you for how you protect us. Hallelujah. How you are our shield of defense. You are our help. We glorify you. We magnify you. You're the very breath we breathe. You are our leading post, Almighty God. You are our hiding place, our mighty fortress. A mighty fortress is our God. You hide us under the shadow of your wings, Almighty God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We can call on you. You hear us when we call. And not only that, you answer us, Almighty God. And we thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our cry. Almighty God. It is, hallelujah. Bless your name. Your ears are not dull to us, Almighty God. And we thank you, Father. Glorious God. We thank you for holy boldness. Hallelujah. To do your will and be pleased in your sight. To live the life that you called us to live. We thank you for your fire around us, God. Oh, God, that we cannot be touched all by the enemy. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you're guarding us and protecting us. Thank you that you are our shield of defense. We thank you for protecting our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you for protecting children everywhere. Almighty God, turning bad situations all around, and they are good situations that they're walking in, providing shelter and clothes for, providing a place of comfort and love. Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you for wisdom and knowledge and understanding for this day. Glory be to your name. Bread of heaven, it is higher. Feed us till we want no more. Hallelujah. Bless your glorious name, your most holy name. Father, we thank you. We thank you for those that you have placed in authority over this nation. Oh God, we ask that you touch each one of them. Step in their minds, God. Touch their hearts, Almighty God. Let them know that they're just men and women. And it is you that rule and super rule in the affairs of man. Almighty God. And it is order their steps. Almighty God. Remit. When they would do evil, let goodness and mercy order their steps. Open their eyes, God. Let them see. Oh, God, that you will hold them responsible. And they will be required to give an answer for their deeds. Almighty God, hallelujah. Where ignorance is, give clarity, God, and understanding. Rebuke the spirit of greed. Rebuke the spirit of carelessness. Give them a compassion for the work that you've assigned to them. They may not all agree, but they don't have to be disagreeable. Let them bring glory to you, God. Hallelujah. All those, dear God, that's in control of people's situations, circumstances. Let them not think more highly of themselves than they ought. Give them a spirit and a heart of compassion. Let them not be selfish and arrogant. Almighty God, let them know that they're just men. Hallelujah. You put up one and you put down another. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your strength and your presence. Almighty God, in this nation, Lord God Almighty, let your will be done. Almighty God, shine. Almighty God, we know that your will, Almighty God, and your plans, Almighty God, echo my hallelujah, hallelujah, let it flow freely in these United States. We thank you for guarding us and protecting us. And we won't be selfish. Almighty God, there's so much unrest. Almighty God, step in, God. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Remiseka. Holy God. Oh, for the sake of your people. Remiseka. All over this earth. Almighty God. Cry for help, God. Oh God, you see. Your eyes go to and fro the earth. There's nothing hidden from you. Almighty God. Oh God. Thank you for giving your people a way of escape. Almighty God, oh God, we know that your will must be done. Almighty God, hide your people, protect your people. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing it, for you are our protector. Almighty God, oh feed, oh feed, Almighty God, your people. Almighty God, in the midst of all the chaos, Almighty God, let your people, God, let your people, Almighty God, have no lack. Almighty God, a shield around us. Almighty God, we thank you, Lord, for the earth is yours and they that dwell therein. Almighty God, Ramasadadaya, nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible for you. Hallelujah. You're in control, God. And we thank you for the manifestation that the world look up and see and bow down and bless your name. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Let us that are called by your name, Almighty God, Almighty God, let us not bring shame. Hallelujah. Let us, Almighty God, reflect heaven here on this earth. Order our steps. Touch our lips, Almighty God. Fill our mouth with words, Almighty God. Clean heart, Almighty God. Renew the right spirit, Almighty God. Attitudes, hallelujah. Cleanse, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Weak, strong because of you, Almighty God. Your peace we receive. Your joy we receive. Thank you, Almighty God. Oh, God, every situation. Hallelujah. We thank you for the wonderful praise report. We thank you for healing. We thank you for salvation, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Forgive us that we can just put you in a box and declare and decree and not honor you as you chosen to be honored, not obey you, hallelujah, as you have chosen to be obeyed. Hallelujah. Open blinded eyes, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Open blinded eyes. We thank you, Father, for how you protect your children. Hallelujah. How you operate in this earth. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. Thank you how you are a way maker, a problem solver. Yes, Lord, your ways are not like our ways. Our ways, Almighty God, we give and yield to your ways, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. Let us not get overzealous, say doing your work, and we end up operating in pride. Almighty God, hallelujah, just want to please you, Almighty God, just want to please you, Almighty God, don't want to get caught up in Trinity sayings and Trinity doings, just want to stay steadfast, unmovable, abide in you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. It is in the name of Yeshua, oh, the love of our soul. Hallelujah. Glorious God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us joy unspeakable, and we thank you for it. Rather have Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, Yeshua, is my choice, is our choice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so does the Lord God surround those that put their trust in him. our Father, our hope, our peace, our joy, the God that's more than enough. We put our trust and we thank you, Father, and we glorify and we exalt your holy name. Thank you for this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. Sometimes I think about all the things that we put before God, and it just bring tears to your eyes. Hallelujah. How we put so much, and we say, well, God understands. After all, that I was sharing with Bishop yesterday, I said, I think it was yesterday, I said, it can be a little concerning and almost frightening when you realize who God is. We don't understand who he is. And then we have the nerve to stand up and clear and decree and say that don't hold back. We take so much. And cause us to tremble. Excuse me. When we realize who God is. We just have to, he's loving, he is loving and kind. Without a shadow of a doubt, it's true. He is. But we can't play. We can't. So we ask God to judge us, and we help those who don't understand. We know there are a lot who don't understand. And then when we look, we can do some things that are not nice. A friend of mine shared with me, excuse me, we had a friend and she was greatly overweight, a very nice lady. And my friend told me how she had to put some people's saints in check because we were at a restaurant and they said some really, as a matter of fact, they had a birthday celebration for the lady. And they were making fun of her because of her weight. And children of God are not supposed to do that. No, we're not supposed to do that. And as I shared with my husband, excuse me, as I realized, there are people who can look at something in each one of us and make fun. You ain't got it going on like that. There's something about you. Somebody who thinks and feels they have more money, more this, better looks, whatever, than you. And if they want to be ugly, they can sit and make fun of you. When we realize that we ain't all of that. But we don't want to go there. We don't want to make fun of people. We want to be loving. We want to be kind. And sometimes we can just sit and ugly thoughts come in our heads. We have to get rid of that right away. Get rid of it right away. Hallelujah. We want to be clean. We want to be holy. We want to be right before our God. Yeah, we want to be clean. We want to be holy. We want to be righteous before our God. That's right. Let's go to our scripture. We're going to do it a little different today. Isaiah 43. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. It's familiar with us. We read it quite often. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Bible study was so good. Oh, we thank the Lord. I tell you, we just had an awesome time. Yes, we did. God is so good. Sometimes you just feel like he just spoiled you. You get so just like, good. He just spoils you. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Just come and sup with you. Yeah, yeah. Woo! Glory to God. We thank God. We truly thank God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:7. You know where I'm going with this. And I want you to remember this particular verse when we go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Okay, so kind of write that down. Hallelujah. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. Listen, I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. This is the Lord speaking. Now we go to verse 8 of Isaiah 43. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord. Remember that. And my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me. Let it settle in our spirit. Let's settle this matter. Listen. And my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God born, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, capital O, capital R, capital D. And besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. And I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. You can shout right there. Hallelujah. Confidence. Reassurance. What he says about himself. And that's just in one place. But I just love that. I love it. Now let's go to Genesis. The first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, before the day was, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning for the first day. and the evening and the morning for the first day. Now, second part of the sixth day. Ooh, now listen. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. Now listen, now this is what I want us to ponder over. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. It was good. Hallelujah. It was good. It was good. It was so good. And we'll do, but I want to jump over to the second chapter and the eighth verse. But let's just do the second chapter, 1 through 3. Thus the heavens, all the stars, the universe, everything you see, good God Almighty. In such detail, intricate details, everything, God did it. When you look up into the sky, when you inhale, when you see a flower, how it's blooming, how it just comes up from the soil, just a little fragile flower, the little fragile plant just breaks the earth through and just moves it, and it just pops up. Hallelujah. When you look at your body, it's good. No, by the way, no, when you're tired and you text and you look at what you text, you're like, oh, goodness, did I do that? Nothing didn't have to call back and say, I'm all jacked up. Nobody but man. But let's listen. Let's do this. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Second chapter, 8th verse. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Did you see that? It was good. It was good. Now, maybe I should have gone up to the seventh verse, just to make as said, and it reads as follows. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed, oh my God, into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Can you imagine? That's why I say some of us truly don't understand God. God blew into man the breath of life. Oh my God. From him. He blew into man's nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. It was good. Everything God did, it was good. It was good. The flowers, the trees, the fruitful food. Oh, nothing was slaughtered. Nothing was destroyed. You just plucked the tree, plucked the fruit. The fruit grew back. You ate it. You were full. You were satisfied. Clean and healthy. Pure and holy. Hallelujah. Think about that. That's what God intended for man. Not just that we see. But yet he still loves us. And he made plans for us. And the loving, kind, wonderful, merciful God put man out of the garden because in now that state that he was in, put his hands on the tree of life and lived forever in that state. My God, my God, you wouldn't let it be so. God has a plan, and the plan was placed in motion. Oh, yes, hallelujah, at the appointed time. Yes, I tell you, God is so good. God is so good. And I want to read, I'm going to read 2 Chronicles last, but I want to read Galatians for you in your ears. 4. It just sprung up in my spirit. Listen. And we're going to start at the 4th verse. But when the fullness, that's Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. But in the fullness of time, was come. God sent forth his son. That's what I wanted to emphasize right there. In the fullness of time, man has sinned, but God had a plan. But in the full rest, when God said it would happen, it happened. When the fullness of time had come. Yes. He did it. God is a promise keeper. We can shout right there. Hallelujah. Ooh. And so much through those years tried to prevent it. Couldn't, because God has spoken. It was already done. It was done before the foundation of the world. Done deal. God had a plan for his people. God had a plan for mankind. Hallelujah. In the fullness of time. Hallelujah. In the fullness of time. Man fell. God picked us up. In the fullness of time. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. In the fullness of time. And so when we look around, yes, we pray and ask God to help us, protect us, shield us against all around us. But we know in the fullness of time, his son is coming back. Hey, glory, 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 glory. In the fullness of time. Woo! And it is appointed time, set time by the master himself. Nothing can hold it back. Hey, God, we thank you. Nothing can restrain it, because in the fullness of time, he's going to put one foot on Mount Olive. He's going to put one foot down. Another foot down. The water is going to split. The rock is going to split. And the water's going to flow in out in the fullness of time. Hey, you're going to look up and behold your Redeemer. Hallelujah. In the fullness of time. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. In the fullness of time. In the fullness. Woo! Glory. Oh, my Father and my God. In the fullness of time. In the fullness of time. I don't know why it's going to happen. In the fullness of time. Hallelujah. What God spoke shall come to pass. If he said it. If he said it, nothing can withhold. Nothing can stop it. God said it. You got a God said. You can trust it. You can trust him. Ah, but there's some universal. Ah, in the fullness of time. Oh, yeah, it shall come to pass. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles 7, starting at the 13th verse. If I shut up heaven, this is God saying, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, remember I asked that you, Isaiah 43 and 7, you see what it's saying? If my people, which are called by my name, God's people, ones he had made and created and formed for his glory, shall humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways with an S, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Mm-hmm. My God, I thank the Lord for allowing me to read these scriptures and bring the harmony of the scriptures. You know, where we can see how the scriptures will give us so much clarification, and we can get confident, become confident in who we are. Confident in who we are. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to know all the who's the who. You are a child of God. if you have given your life to him. A child of God. You made Jesus, Yeshua, Lord of your life. Yes. And if you haven't, you can. It's not a closed club. Just want to tell you that. All are welcome in. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? That if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's get it going. Hallelujah. Let's take some territory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let some healing flow in the land. Hallelujah. Let's let some healing flow in the land. God is so good to us. Yes, he is. I wanted to read Psalms, I think, 103. Starting at the second verse. Bless the Lord, 103, second verse. Well, let's go to the first. Bless the Lord, 103, Psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy disease, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Hallelujah. Let us not take his kindness and his mercy for granted. Let us not do that. We so thank the Lord for his kindness to us. Ah, Lord. And we could just go on and on and on. I tell you the truth. Just go on and on and on. But we have come to the closing for this day. Thank you so much, my darling sister. Thank you. Love you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. This is God's prayer that he requested that Aaron pray over his people. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance. Yes, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. What a God and what a mighty God we serve. Jude, the 1st chapter, the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless. Love you.